In this photograph, artist Lois Connor presents an unusual view of an iconic heritage site in China, the Lashan Giant Buddha. Standing 233 feet tall, this 8th century stone statue depicts Maitreya, a messianic figure known as the Buddha of the future. In composing her photograph, Connor chose to look at the landscape from Maitreya's point of view instead of focusing directly on the statue. You see his hand and foot and sense the scale of the Buddha compared to the miniaturized people gathered below. Her unusual format produces an elongated vertical and in some cases horizontal image. These aesthetic decisions reflect Connor's long-standing interest in landscape and Chinese painting. As an MFA student at the Yale School of Art, Connor took an art history course on Chinese painting that impacted her deeply. She recalls,
I took a class during my second year as a graduate student on Chinese painting from the Ming Dynasty, which changed my life. There were seven other students. We made several trips to the Met and to the nearby Crawford Collection in New York. As a small group, we looked at these ancient scrolls directly on a table in front of us. The scrolls from the Tang Dynasty, 7th century, had the appearance of being recently painted in terms of style and color. It still brings tears to my eyes to even think about this experience. It was a critically important class for me. It expanded my idea of what a landscape could be and the larger idea of traveling to photograph, much as these painters did to experience the landscape and to paint it from life.
These scroll paintings inspired Connor to purchase a panoramic camera shortly after her graduation in 1981.
Because of this class in Chinese landscape painting, I thought that unlike the classic shape of the 8x10 that I was using, a panoramic camera could expand the narrative and make a physically bigger picture. Using the elongated 7x17 format profoundly challenged and changed my way of seeing.
A few years later, Connor was awarded a Guggenheim Fellowship and spent 9 months photographing in China, where she created this image. Throughout her career, Connor has embraced a 19th century photographic process known as platinum printing. Platinum images have a unique, soft, rich tonal quality akin to photogravures. The image is formed by inert platinum in the fibers of the paper, much as ink is embedded in the paper in photogravures. Connor shared her love of the medium with Richard Benson, a celebrated photographer and an expert printer, to whom she wrote and met in 1977 after seeing an exhibition of his platinum prints of Tina Madotti's work at the Museum of Modern Art, New York. Connor recalls,
I already realized at this point that I was a photographer, yet he was so much more, everything I wanted to be and deeply admired. He invited me to visit him in Rhode Island, where he was working on a Paul Strand portfolio of platinum prints. We met at the end of the day after his assistant showed me around the studio and a little of Newport. And later, we traded prints. We had only just met, and I was nobody coming seemingly from nowhere. And we traded prints, platinum prints, as if we were the oldest friends and colleagues.
Both Benson and Connor would arrive at Yale in 1979. Benson as a professor, and Connor as an MFA student. Connor took Benson's course in alternative photographic processes, in which students explored difficult, specialized techniques for printing images, including photogravure and platinum. Years later, in the mid-1990s, Connor herself would take over this course as a faculty member at Yale, mentoring the next generation of photographers.